Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
It's week two in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Time for our wild card games. Ben, who do you have for your wild card?
I am taking the Colts-Jags game. And, you know, interesting, a wild week one, as we have previously said on the show. Interesting that Matty Ice in a Colts uniform, which is still hard for me to get used to. But, you know, he managed to get a 17-point comeback in the fourth quarter and still managed to lose, or tie, rather. And Jacksonville coughed up a big lead to Washington. So, you know, geez, with those kind of numbers, I kind of feel like we're going to have a replication of that. You've got a mediocre defense and a mediocre offense on both sides of the football. It's going to be – this is my snooze fest for the weekend. This game is going to be boring, and it's going to be low scoring. But at the end, Colts are going to come out ahead just because Matty Ice has it. And I don't see the Jags coming together to do anything.
All right. Brad, your wild card.
Going Buffalo and Tennessee, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, way to take an easy one. Well, I know what the Bills look like against the Rams. I know what Josh Allen looked like against the Rams. He was incredible. Here's why I think Tennessee's kind of an interesting matchup for them, because they've got Derrick Henry back. And the Bills doubled down in the offseason on free agent acquisitions that really built up, you know, their pass rush, which is great if you can get teams in third and long type situations. I mean, we saw Matt Stafford running for his life on Thursday night last week. The Titans have Derrick Henry, and you can't blitz Derrick Henry, so to speak, you know, in so many words. And the best defense, as we know, is to keep an offense like the Bills off the field. The Titans have a chance to make this game very interesting, especially considering that the Bills are really, you know, they're playing on Monday night, if I'm not mistaken. You know, they haven't played in like 11 days at that point, you know, or whatever it is, 10 days. So it's a long layoff. You know, they feel like they accomplished something by beating the Rams. You know, Tennessee, I don't know what they're going to do in the passing game. Not having A.J. Brown from last year is a mess. They got Robert Woods, who did nothing this last week. I don't know how you could pick against the Bills, and I'm not going to do it. But I did want to point out that I do think this game is more interesting, or has the potential to be more interesting than people might originally think. That's kind of why I chose it. But I'm taking the Bills, and I'm not sure it's going to be a blowout, even though they're favored by about 7.5 at the moment also.
So my wild card is the Washington Commanders at the Detroit Lions. And did you know that for the first time since November 22nd of 2020, the Lions are favored to win a game? That's right.
Really?
24 games have passed since the Lions were last favored in a game. And they are.
So you're taking the Commanders.
No. So I'm actually taking the Lions, but my note here says Lions with a major upset, but apparently not. Apparently, yeah. I'm right on line with everyone else. So, okay, sure. So I'm taking the Lions over the Commanders.